I apologize. My voice is a little harsh. Had laryngitis the last week. Brian expressed a lot that I also share the same feelings. But first of all, the first thing that always makes Brian and I laugh is how little time we have to prepare for our trips. And it's all a part of God's plan. Because really, we have no time to, we don't have a lot of time to get everything prepared. So we really need to rely on God for everything. And like Brian said, Brian's company donated the 10 laptop computers and a lot of things to go with the laptop computers, the cases. And Bossy was so excited when he heard that, you know, we had gotten 10 laptop computers and how, you know, Kane was going to have, you know, computers and technology, you know, in one of the most remote areas of Haiti. And I was asked to paint a mural on one of the radio towers. My first concern was how the heck we were going to get these computers through customs. And secretly, we were both, later we found out that we were very concerned, kind of anxious, but really didn't talk to each other about how scary it was going to be if they really detained us in customs. And so, you know, it was all God's perfect plan because, you know, we had taken about 6 large pieces of suitcases with a lot of different supplies, a lot of computer equipment, and everything was checked, every single piece of luggage. And the little laptop carryaways, when we go through customs, they didn't question it. They didn't stop us at all. And we went straight through. And what I remembered through this was Hebrews 11. Now, faith is what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And God did definitely provide safety for us. And he got us through customs. And when we reached all the way up to Kane, they were floored. They were floored that we made it through customs without getting checked and our computers taken away and being detained. So it was really amazing. The support that was given to us by all of our friends and family, coworkers and schoolmates was amazing. And everything came together. We were all able to bring the computer equipment and the paints we needed for the trip. And secretly, I prayed for, excuse me, for us to paint with the kids in Haiti. It was a secret prayer of mine that I wanted to do, but we have priorities at the trip. You know, Brian is a computers class and the painting in on the tower. At the last minute, one of my friends had offered me paints and wondered if it was something that we had needed for the trip. And this was maybe a couple days before he left, and I said, yes, thank you, God. So I was squealing inside. And the Lord answered all of our prayers as to all of our supplies that we needed to bring with us. And sometimes we're called to be flexible in our trips, and sometimes we are called to have faith going through these trips of ours, going through our missions. For me on this trip, it was to slow down and watch and pray. I was able to observe God's amazing glory through everything that was going on that week that we were there. I watched as my husband taught a computer class to 30 students. I was in awe of his ability to teach with patience and his amazing knowledge. I also observed Betty, the pastor's wife, that serves the whole village, morning, noon, and night, 24 hours a day. There are people knocking on her door, and she is only one person. And I helped with chores as much as I could, but I also observed how many people that she has to serve in just one day. She could have maybe 20 people that she's going to make food for But 2 hours prior, she didn't even know it was like 20 people. So she has to be very flexible, and she's constantly moving and constantly working to serve the people. And that just floored me. I'm at home complaining about my dirty dishes and my kids and homework, and if I have to do one more load of dishes, oh my goodness. And I see her making every meal. There's no refrigeration. Washing every dish by hand. And when you're feeding 20 to 30 to 40 people a day, that's a lot of work. So that just floored me and gave me so much respect for Betty. So now when I'm doing my dishes and I'm doing my daily work that is so small compared to what she does, I remember her and I try to remember to pray to give her strength. They also, unfortunately, are going through a very dry spell in Haiti. Their closest river dried up, and their well has also dried up. They need to travel about 8 miles away to the nearest river. They also have very limited power. Their solar panels are starting to go, and their generator is currently broken. So we're in need of, just pray that God provides, which He has always provided for this village in Kane, to get power. Let me see. I was a little concerned about how I was going to paint this mural because I was a little freaked out. This, on the other side of the mural was a very, it was on a slope. And I'm thinking, okay, the whole couple of weeks before, I'm going to have to get a pole and tape the paintbrush to the pole. And I'm going to have to paint like that. And when I get there, one of the young gentlemen in the village had created this platform. It was amazing. It was really sturdy. I had no problems like thinking about falling off of it because last year prior I was standing on bricks that were falling apart. So it was pretty cool, and it was also our meeting space for all the little kids in the village that would come out and sit with me and paint and draw. So it was a really fun experience. And also helped me to remember these little tiny memories that sometimes I tend to take for granted with my own children, is to watch them laugh and watch them play and giggle. And at one point it was pouring down rain, and we all went underneath this big huge scaffold, and 7 or 8 of us are huddled underneath it, and they're laughing and giggling as the water's coming down and it's pouring. And it just reminded me of how good God is and how I can so much bring this back to my normal life with my kids and treasure every little moment with them. Throughout the trip, because a lot of people that know me know that I have a kind of like anxiety problems, but this serenity prayer, a lot of you I think know, but I just repeated it the whole trip. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That helped me get through the week. But I felt truly blessed to watch my husband. I don't get to see him at work every day and see what he does. And trying to explain that to others, he works with computers. and he kind of, it has to do with, like, hospitals. I'm not a computer person. I repel technology. I don't understand it. And to watch him in his element was truly like just a blessing, and I had so much respect for him. And then I was able to watch and observe these 30 people go on the internet for the first time, and their awe when they were taught how to change the background to one background to another, like a rainforest background. And wow, you know, I mean, they just thought it was just the most amazing thing ever. And to be able to just sit down, be still, and watch and observe and just pray was truly a blessing. So most of the time we have our ideas of what we might do on our trips. But it's amazing what God has in store for us when we just slowly wait and we listen. So thank you very much, and I felt very privileged to be a part of this trip.